Welcome again, friends, to our series of lectures on Quizzing Judaism. Our guest today is Rabbi Dr. John Paul Schwartz of the Manna from Heaven Temple in Cincinnati, who will speak on the theme Knedlach in Jewish Thought. Rabbi Schwartz.
Good evening, Schwartz here. How often does one stop and ponder the significance of the knedel, the matzah ball, in Jewish folklore and theology? Not very often, we would assume. Surely one is indeed quite sinful in ignoring this sacred symbol of Judaism. Thus, tonight, we shall address the topic entitled Knedlach, Myth or Mitzvah. Now, it is widely believed that the knedel was developed by the medieval Jew as a form of self-defense against a Passover attack by anti-Semites. There are those who suggest that for this reason is the knedel known as the savior among Jewish edibles. Well, personally, we find it quite difficult to believe that Jews were not ingesting the knedel even as they were fleeing the land of Egypt. We think it rather obvious that counting sphira is an allusion to counting spheres, that is, counting those round objects as they cook. Now, more philosophically, consider the contradiction of the matzah ball. Matzah is flat and two-dimensional. Ball is round and three-dimensional. Is it too extreme to suggest that the fusion of these two concepts, matzah and ball, into one food, the knedel, is a reflection of the very contradiction that is the essence of Jewish existence? We think not. Another metaphysical interpretation, that is espoused by a colleague of mine from Temple Beth Merchatz in San Antonio, is that the roundness of the knedel demonstrates the oneness of the Jewish people, that there is unity among Jews everywhere, regardless of their religion. Yes, this is the learned dialogue surrounding the food which for many symbolizes the epitome of our tradition. To be sure, the topic lends itself to hours of intriguing speculation and fabrication. But of course, our time here is limited. So we bid you all a good evening and happy knedel cooking.
Thank you, Rabbi Schwartz. Join us again next week, friends, when our surprise guest will analyze the esoteric value of schmaltz and grievance.